Judges 6:11-16. The angel of the Lord came and sat down under the oak in Ophrah that belonged to Joash the Abiezrite, where his son Gideon was threshing wheat in a winepress to keep it from the Midianites. Israel is under the heel of the Midianites. Gideon is petrified, terrified out of his wits, scared for his life. He knows that if the Midianites see him threshing wheat, they'll rob him. They'll take the wheat away. And so he's threshing it in a winepress. When the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, taking it for granted, you see, it didn't just say the angel of the Lord appeared. It was when he appeared. God was working here. And the angel of the Lord came to Gideon, and he said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." What a staggering statement. Here is Gideon, petrified, terrified, out of his wits. And yet, in God's estimation, he is mighty warrior. He's feeble. He's weak. He's a nobody. But the Lord is with him. So says the angel of the Lord. But Gideon is a thinking man. "But sir," Gideon replied, "if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? Where are all his wonders that our fathers told us about when they said, 'Did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt?' But now the Lord has abandoned us and put us into the hand of Midian." I give him high marks for this. He's thinking. He remembers history. He's looking at circumstances. He's not having rose-colored spectacles. He knows what's going on. He knows the Lord has abandoned Israel. He can see the trouble. I give him high marks, but not full marks, because he has forgotten what the prophet said. "Yes, the Lord has abandoned you." But why? The Lord has not abandoned you, but you have abandoned him. You've abandoned his covenant, his law, and therefore he has abandoned you. That's a very different thing. The Lord hasn't forgotten his promise. The Lord hasn't forgotten to be merciful. The Lord hasn't forgotten his word. It's you, Israel, that has forgotten God's covenant. You have forsaken the law. And you've turned away to idols and false religion and all the rest of it. And therefore the Lord has abandoned you. So Gideon's got high marks, but not full marks. The angel of the Lord, though, verse 14, does not take this up. The Lord turned to him. By the way, the Lord, the angel of the Lord, God is speaking through this angel. The Lord turned to him and said, "Go." Now let's argue about this. I want you to go. Go in the strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hand. Am I not sending you? You go. You do it. "But Lord," Gideon asked, "how can I save Israel? What can I do? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family." He has a true sense of humility, and he knows his weakness and his inadequacy. How can he do it? He's no mighty warrior. And then comes this tremendous word from the Lord. The Lord answered, "I will be with you, and you will strike down all the Midianites together." It's this synergism again. It's not, "I will be with you, and I will do the work, and you can sit back and watch me." It's not that you have to go and you do the work. It is, "You go, and I will be with you. I will be with you, therefore go. All power is given unto me," said Jesus, "therefore go." You see, it's synergism. Synergism in the gospel. Synergism in working for Christ. Synergism in progressive sanctification, and so on and so on. How many want to emphasize one side or the other? It's all of God and nothing to do with man. It's all of man and nothing to do with God or very little. No, no, no. It's God and man. Man and God. Fellow workers with God. Work out your own salvation, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Go. Go. I am with you. I will be with you, and you will. There's two wills here. I will, you will. And it's not either or, it's both. Let me personalize this for myself. But I'm doing it, brother and sister in Christ, for you. Perhaps you will join me in it. I confess, I have to admit my weakness. When I look at what I'm doing, it's a mere pinprick. It hardly makes a scratch. It's just not noticed. It's not going to do any good. And if I keep thinking like this, I could pull up the drawbridge and say, what's the use of it? What's the point of it? Now, I don't have Gideon's call. I don't have this direct dealing from God. But I see what is before me, and I remember the word of God, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. Do it heartily and fully to the Lord. It may be useless, but it may just be that God works in it. I do not know. I remember that passage in the Ecclesiastes, you know, sow your seed various times in the day because you don't know at various parts of the season. You don't know which will prosper. When I gardened seriously, you could sow at seemingly the right time and it didn't germinate, but you'd have to sow again until some did germinate. Well, when I'm doing these works, when I write and when I publish and when I print and when I preach and do little videos and so on, what use are they? And yet it may be that God will use them. Maybe he has set up a little chain reaction. I do not know. But I find the comfort of this. I will be with you and you will. Well, if God is with me, and he uses me, then it will come to pass. I'm saying all that for myself, but I'm saying it for you, brother and sister. Whatever are you trying to do for Jesus? How are you trying to advance his cause? What steps are you taking? Do you see their feebleness? Do you feel your weakness, your inadequacy? Do you feel the comfort of this promise? Do you feel the challenge of this word? Go and do it. Are you tempted to throw in the towel and, as it were, pull up the drawbridge, as it were, and forget and go to sleep? No, my brother and sister. Keep pressing on. Lloyd Jones, whenever he finished a phone conversation, I think that was the thing he said. Keep on. Keep on. May God give us grace today to face the challenge of this word to Gideon, and to receive the comfort of it. Who knows? Well, the Lord knows. Let us labor. Go labor on. Spend and be spent. Thy joy to do the master's will. It is the way the master went. Should not the servant tread it still? Men heed thee, love thee, praise thee not. The master praises. What are men? May God give us grace to go on today. The challenge and the comfort of the call of Gideon. May I receive the challenge, face it. May I take home the comfort, and may all believers hearing me receive the challenge and the comfort likewise, to the glory of God himself and the good of many. Amen.